Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Dit is 8:30 en ons verwelkom dan weer eens vir Johnny Lou via Zoom in die ateljee. Môre Johnny, gaan dit goed?
Môre my broer, gaan dit goed?
Ja, goed en jy?
Lekker. Dis koelerig in die Vrystaat. Ek is terug. Ek was voor vinnig 'n bietjie in die Kaap gewees. Ons het 'n familielid gehad wat afgesterf het.
Ai.
En maar ek kan net getuig oor die goedheid van die Here en hoe hy ons vooruit gegaan het. En alles het mooi afgeloop en ek het die Kaap goed gelos en ek is terug in die Vrystaat met my ou broer en hier so sit. There's four beautiful faces sitting in front of me. Oh. My brothers here on the farm. And I'm asking them a question. What will you say to South Africa if you've got the opportunity right now? And it's sometimes, what will you say? How will you influence people? What will you say to them? What matter of influence will you use on people? Jesus used his influence to teach the people that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we must believe in him. And whoever believes in him shall be called a child of God. And something is happening in South Africa, Anton, is that fear that has been sold to our people. People selling fear is coming to no avail, because fear is no longer our currency. We are speaking in a new currency in South Africa, and God is changing the atmosphere. But something that just happened with me, Anton, and I'm speaking in English so that my brothers can understand. But on Monday, we had to clean out my father-in-law's old age home room after he passed away. And it's sentimental, you know, and it's emotional, because the old man, you know, you can still smell him, he's there, you know. And the people, they are crying because they're missing the old man in the old age home. And they loved him. And he's gone to be with Jesus. But I just flew down to go and help my wife to settle everything. And you know, all the things that you have to take care of after a funeral, you know, when a funeral comes. And we're not having a funeral, we're having a service of his life later in the year. He's been cremated. But in the meantime, you know, sometimes when you are working with the emotional thing, other things happen. And my TV broke down. So all of a sudden my TV is broken down. We're struggling with a car that doesn't want to work, completely. And then we've got all this cleaning up and things after the death of my father-in-law. So two things happen. I'm in a car with a TV to go to a place that they fix TVs. When I got there, the place was closed down. We drive to another place in Paro. And the people, they say, no, they're going to close down. They close 4:30 because they want to close down, because they have to put up barriers for the demonstrations, for the, you know, the protest yesterday. But this is now on Monday. So I'm sitting in the car, and the next moment I feel that my stomach is not good. So now I'm sitting with a stomach, a broken TV, a car that doesn't want to start if I switch it off. So sometimes things happen in everything at once. And at that moment, the only thing that I could do is to say, God, help me. Because I feel emotional. I feel my heart is sore. And I don't want to sit in the circumstances, you know. So I'm driving down Voortrekker Road. And I realize I'm in big trouble. My stomach is not good. And the next moment, I just felt in myself as if the Spirit of the Lord says, stop here right now. And I stopped. I pulled over And I got out of my car in desperation. And I saw there's a place, it's a laundry on the sidewalk. And next to the laundry, there's a little sticker that says TV repairs, laptop and cell phone repairs. So I walked in and I said to the guy, can I use your bathroom? And he says, yes, sir. And he took me to his bathroom. I used the bathroom and I came back. And I said, brother, what is your name? He says, my name is Anthony. I said, where are you from? He says, from Zimbabwe. I said, Anthony, do you fix TVs? He says, yes. I said, please help me. I got out of my car, right in the whole of Cape Town. I stopped right in front of a TV repairman. Now, if that is not the guidance of our Lord, you know, then my name is not Johnny Lowe. And I gave him the TV. He says, sir, I don't have the parts, but I will do my best to fix your TV still tonight, because tomorrow there's going to be a march and I don't want to have my shop open. So about 10 to 6, 2 hours later, this man called me, Anthony, and he says, your TV is fixed. He asked me half what the other guys asked me. My TV was cleaned. It was fixed. I drove all the way back to Paro. I fetched my TV. I came back. And what happened? In difficult circumstances, you must watch out because a new friend is nearby. In difficult circumstances, you must watch out because there's a breakthrough for you waiting. In difficult circumstances, ignore the emotions and live spiritually, not emotionally. And my brother, this is my message for today. Is to guard your heart at any moment. Don't let physical circumstances and emotions guide your way, because God is just waiting around the corner to show you the way. That's my story for today, Anton.
Johnny, baie dankie. Waardeer dit. Pragtige, inspirerende getuienis en 'n mooi dag vir jou, né?
Dankie, my Buddha. Blessings.
Alles van die beste.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.